This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Thanks to Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. Never thought I'd spit out those three names in the same sentence at the beginning of a show. But they're the vaxxers, and that's on the way. Lots of arms are getting the shots in the U.S. and across the world. So what does it all mean? It's the thing we've been talking about for 10, 11 months. The big question mark that hangs over all of our heads. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be here, no matter if we are definitely surfing on some choppy waves. It is pretty wild out there these days. Big virtual hug to everybody, because I think people are stressing. There's massive stress. It's a very bizarre holiday. People are asking, what are you doing for Christmas? Are you going anywhere? Are you going anywhere? And then there's the still great mass debate while 3,000 people a day die in the United States. And as I've said a couple of different times here on this show, I personally know three people that have lost loved ones that were healthy, happy, and living a good life in the good old USA. I actually found out about somebody I know in the UK, too, that had a significant other that also fell victim to COVID-19. We can't get rid of this SOB virus soon enough, as far as I'm concerned. But we know, we've been talking about the economics of it all. We've been talking about the hardships and, of course, now the vaccine and who's getting it and what it's been like for them. I saw a great story about this guy named Roy Dunlap, who was one of the first seven hospital employees at Howard University Hospital to get the vaccine, and he got it on Tuesday. He got the Pfizer biotech, of course, that, because that's what's out there right now. And he said he did it because he wants to ease all the fears that he's hearing from the black community about the vaccine. A lot of distrust about getting the shot. And he felt like, yes, I'm eligible. I need to do this. I'm going to do it where lots of people see it and push it out there. And I hope that I can change some people's minds who are afraid of getting it, because I think it's important to get vaccinated. And he said he wanted to be a leader, not for just his staff, because he has a staff of 70 people. They clean, disinfect every part of the hospital. They are in the war zone, including, of course, the COVID-19 rooms. But he wanted to have the community see it, others see it, so that they wouldn't be afraid to get the vaccine. And Howard is one of six sites that got part of the district's shipment of 6,800 doses of the vaccine. And they actually, as we know, so many other places, arrived on Monday morning. The total number of coronavirus cases reported in the greater Washington, D.C. region climbed above 540,000, and the death toll in the district, Maryland, and Virginia, over 10,000 people. And we know altogether in the United States, COVID has claimed the lives of over 300,000 people. To be exact, John Hopkins, before I cracked open this mic, got the figure 304,000. That's out of 16.8 million cases. To our friends across the globe, you put that number into the number worldwide of people who have perished, 1.63 million. Total cases, 73.4 million. And, you know, it's interesting how people process this. And I get it. Look, I'm right there with you. I am weary of this. You know, twice in the past week, and I'm a masker, right? I have masks all over the place. People send me masks. People are designing masks. I have plain hospital masks. I have an N95 mask. I mean, I got them. I got masks. Masks aplenty that I can give plenty of people if I run into people as well. But in my head, when I'm running around, occasionally I jump out of the car and I forget, oh, that's right, the mask. And I walk back to the car. I figure, well, I get some extra steps in. So there you go, toward the 10,000. So there's movement. But I understand, because I'm with you. I'm weary of the whole thing, too. But I know that this is the part of the mountain that we got to climb up and over. And I'm all about hitting those goals. And the goal is, I don't want to see more people die from this. I don't want to see anyone you love die from this. Because when you think it can't affect you is exactly when something horrific happens. And, you know, you can't bring them back. It's the finality of the whole thing. And shocking. I talked to a friend today who was telling me about a mutual friend of ours and said that she had a quick conversation with her. So now she's a widow, and she had this husband who's this gregarious, in-shape principal of a school in Texas, outside of Houston. Well-liked, that whole thing, of course. Cared about the kids. And there were people around that didn't wear masks, and he suddenly fell ill. Got the dry cough, the whole thing, and died. And now she's looking at ashes. She's looking at ashes during the holidays of a guy who wasn't even 55 years old and was in good health. So, again, not a lecture, but it's just the numbers that we see. So, to me, yeah, I'm happy about the vaccine. I will be very thrilled to roll up my sleeve to see my family get covered and to see all of you get covered as well. And there are going to be, you know, there's delays. There's things that will happen along the way. So we're watching. We're watching to see what's happening. Of course we are. And I'm proud of people that are getting out there, like somebody who is vulnerable on the front lines, like Roy Dunlap, who gets a piece that he didn't necessarily want written about him in the Washington Post. But the fact that he thought it was important enough to do whatever you want to do, get it out there, let people see me, because, of course, I want everybody to be covered, and I don't want people to be afraid. So if I'm that face that soothes those that feel like it's dangerous after effects, what could happen, what would be the side effects of this, then I'm going to do it, right? I'm going to be the one who does it. So, I mean, when was the last time you traveled? What do you want to do when this whole thing lifts, and how soon can we lift it? We are all in this together. Like it or not, we are all in this together. And, you know, speaking of that, there's a crazy story about, and I was also reading this, the gossip side of COVID-19. So the new 17 is coming out, Mission Impossible 7. Tom Cruise, of course, is the star of that. And there's a newspaper, The Sun, if it's credible or not. They leaked audio of Tom Cruise, of the Mission Impossible 7 producer and Tom Cruise shouting at crew members outside of London for breaking COVID-19 safety protocols. He was, you know, Cruise was screaming, "We are the gold standard. They're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us, because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio executive at night. Insurance companies, producers are looking at us. We are creating thousands of jobs. I don't want to see it again." He's all about the mask. Stay with us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
Six weeks ago, Americans voted in this year's general election. The legal and constitutional processes have continued to play out since then. Yesterday, electors met in all 50 states. So, as of this morning, our country has officially a president-elect and a vice-president-elect. Many millions of us had hoped the presidential election would yield a different result. But our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in on January the 20th. The Electoral College has spoken.
All right, so he caves in. Mitch McConnell finishes off the prez, as you could hear there, and congratulates, actually, at one point, Joe Biden as the new leader of the nation. So as we roll through this hour, he kind of fended off that nasty fight that could really damage, I think, the Republicans' thought process ahead of these Georgia Senate runoffs. So he's warning Republican senators on not joining President Trump's assault on the Electoral College results is what he was dancing around there. So in public remarks and private warnings, McConnell worked to really push the Biden era forward and unite what he's calling a fractured Republican Party ahead of those elections. Joe Biden was in Georgia today pushing for the two Democrats that are running for those Senate seats, because knowing that the balance of power really lies in that legislative branch, because if you get the two Democrats in there, that sways things where Kamala Harris would, as the VP, would have ultimately the deciding vote. And the Republicans haven't had to deal with that in a while. So you know, he heaped praise on the president's endless accomplishments. He congratulated President Joe-elect Joe Biden during this morning Senate speech you just heard a tiny bit of, and then he shooed away Republican senators from disputing the Electoral College tally when Congress convenes, because that'll happen in a joint session January 6th. They confirm the results then, and there could be an outcry of it's not fair or, you know, whatever. And that was why he stood in front of the Senate and did that, because of what it would look like and what the call would be. You have two incumbent, by the way, Republican senators, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who are facing a stiff challenge from the two Democrats, Ossoff and Warnock, in a state that flipped in November for Biden, which was a shocker to see Georgia do that. So McConnell has been an ally of the president's efforts. Really, he was the wheelman the whole way through. But 6 weeks after Election Day, now trying to normalize whatever the relations are going to be, and very concerned about Georgia with an eye on Georgia, he kind of sang a different tune than we're used to seeing. So Biden told reporters he called McConnell to thank him for the remarks, and they had a conversation. And as he departed to campaign in Georgia, he said he told McConnell there are things we can work on. So he wanted to make sure that everybody was aware, yes, we've had conversations. So, because there's been Republican lawmakers who are vowing to carry the fight to January 6th when Congress does vote to accept or reject the Electoral College results. And, of course, the president's legal battles should continue toward resolution, I guess, by Inauguration Day on January 20th. Now, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy was looking for a place to social distance and eat breakfast with some other people, I guess. He didn't comment when he was asked if he was ready to acknowledge Biden as the president-elect. You know, there's one House Republican, some of you are listening to us in Alabama, Congressman Mo Brooks is planning to challenge the Electoral College results when Congress convenes for that joint session. So we may see some more of this. There may be more blowback. You know, then you have Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. He's the chair of the Homeland Security Committee, and he's convening a hearing on Wednesday on election fraud. He said he has no plans to join with House Republicans and challenge the results, but, you know, he's not going to do that. So it's wild to watch this kind of stepping away but staying in, stepping away but staying in. Because, of course, the president is trying to throw out the ballots of thousands of Americans, especially those who voted by mail, because that's that whole cantankerous point about, is there mail fraud? Is there mail voting problems in dozens of lawsuits that most of them have failed by now? But the legal team is still looking at evidence or trying to find evidence of irregularities, even though Attorney General William Barr, who of course resigned on Monday, has said there's no evidence of widespread fraud that would change those results. I mean, you have state election officials, including lots of Republicans, who are saying, no, the election was fair and valid. And, of course, the Supreme Court didn't take up two of the cases challenging the process in key states. And some 120 House Republicans have signed onto it. So you get the picture. You know what? It's like a Sadie Hawkins dance. You're either dancing on the same floor or you're dancing in a different direction. And you got to be asked. So I think that that's exactly what's happening there. The concern over what will happen in Georgia. In the meantime, the president's war chest gets bigger. And there's no question his popularity is absolutely still out there with a core base of people, because when he goes to speak, everybody shows up. The people that supported in the past are there again, you know, in what's ever going to happen forward. And so it's going to be something. What that is, what that next move is, I don't know. But like I said, I know that the coffers are building and building and building and building and building. So there's going to be something that will that will usher in the president in a new direction, right? Then there is this, I mean, this is the business of politics, right? So I'm going to give you all the politics of the day. I always say that it's about the buzz in your backyard and mine. So the buzz was over McConnell backing Biden, oh, you know, congratulating him, that whole thing, and then telling the other Republicans, hint, hint, back off until we get through this Georgia runoff. Now there's this Rasmussen poll that the majority say that the media buried the laptop to help Biden. So more than half of likely voters believe news media outlets ignored that report in October that Hunter Biden, the bungler, his laptop computer was found to have emails incriminating him in foreign business deals and potential influence peddling or whatever to help the campaign. So 50, this is Rasmussen, 52% believe the story was buried to not damage the campaign. 32 say it was ignored because it was a partisan hit job, and 17 weren't sure. I'm not sure. I don't know. How are you not sure? That's like sitting in the middle of the seesaw and just, I don't know, up, down. I'm not sure. So 56 say it's likely also that the elder Biden was consulted and perhaps profited from his son's business dealings in the Ukraine and China, including 43 who say it is very likely. And this poll was taken Monday and Tuesday of likely voters, 1,000 likely voters who take it, you know, at face value for what it's worth. But the whole laptop thing was, again, Hunter Biden, no matter what, bungles things. And this was another bungled deal. Why are you taking this computer especially if there's anything sensitive? Like, when I think of my computer, do I think, who knows what's on my computer? I feel like I'm transparent, but am I thinking I'm just dumping it off somewhere and just leaving it there and we'll see? Oh, I forgot I put it there. Are you kidding? Again, could he do anything more to try to trip up his father at the time, especially? So it's not surprising that people think it's odd. It's not surprising that there is some explaining to do, that it doesn't make any sense. Because we keep coming back around to the same thing. And listen, there's an investigation into whatever the taxes are. He says, I'm cooperating, I'm doing everything I can. You know, I haven't done anything, I've paid the taxes, blah, 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 blah. But they're digging. So, and that digging has been happening since 2018. If there's anything there, I believe that part of it would come out. I really do. But, again, stranger things have happened. You have lots of thoughts on everything from the politics of the day to the vaccine and a few other odd jobs in between. We're hitting the mailbag next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try to hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government beyond this week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the meeting productive, though there was no announcement of any progress towards either bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters Congress would not leave Washington for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. It's not going to happen.
This is USA Radio News. Deliveries of coronavirus vaccines continue across the country as a second vaccine is days away from receiving emergency approval from the FDA. Moderna's shot is expected to receive that approval by the end of the week. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says the vaccines are a vital part of getting the economy going again. He tells Fox Business that it's even better news that more Americans are open to receiving the vaccine.
Over 600 places got these vaccines yesterday. Millions of doses available. It matters in Wyoming. We're in five locations. It matters to healthcare workers everywhere. And the good news, Stuart, is that more and more people are saying they want the vaccine. As they learn more about it, the public is turning to be much more accepting than they were previously when it was so politicized during the campaign. This is the way we put the disease behind us and get our robust economy back and firing on all cylinders.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thank you once again. Lots of mail. 24/7 calorie free. I mean, I guess it's calorie free, right? You can send me your thoughts on anything. So let it fly, and you are certainly doing that. It's interesting on the McConnell deal. Obviously, people were paying attention to that because I got two different sides of the coin. Not a surprise here. I always invite left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Hate labels, don't care. Want to see the country united? I don't care. Whatever. Let's have the conversation. And we do, really. It flourishes through the mailbag. I'm serious. So Joe, listening to us in New Orleans, says, what a two-face McConnell is. He's loving on the president mostly during his presidency, pushing when he's running for president, and then backs off the second he knows he's out and he has to make good with Biden. I get that he doesn't necessarily have to have an in-your-face conversation with Biden, but boy, he just threw some more dirt on the grave of Trump, and then he tried to back out of it. So to me, he is a guy who's had too many facelifts, and he talks out of whatever side of his mouth moves. Ooh, Joe doesn't like him. And then, you know what? Here's the thing about McConnell, right? He's been around forever. How many terms? Mitch McConnell is a guy that just, like, dies in office. And that goes to term limits. How do you feel about term limits? All right, how about this one? And that goes for anyone, even somebody you really, really love. All right, this one, on the other hand, is from Bobby, who says, good on double M, because we need Georgia. And it's not going to be an easy fight. The Democrats are pouring money, as you've talked about before on your show, Kate, into those runoff elections. They go down the tubes. So does the slice of power called the legislative branch, because the Senate would sway in the way of the Democrats. And already they've got the other chamber, of course, of Congress. So That would be very, very bad news. So I don't know what people expect Mitch McConnell to do. Do you want him to not congratulate Biden and Harris for the election win in a 10-minute speech that he did? Do you want him to ignore the elephant in the room and not get the Republicans more united before they screw everything up in Georgia? Well, there's no question that it's tight in Georgia. I mean, that's the thing. It's not a layup, and the Republicans are the incumbents, but they don't have a runoff if it wasn't that close. I mean, that's the way the law is in Georgia. That's why it's written, you know, that's why it's on the books. So there is the door open. And do I know what happens? Do I know what's, you know, people that are voting? Can I look in the crystal ball and know for sure? And the answer is no. Normally, I would say that the incumbents would have it, but then they don't. So that it got to that point where, you know, they're in that situation in the first place. So to me, it's very telling, and it would be worrisome. If I were a Republican strategist, I'd be pouring all kinds of money into there, just like, and they are, just like the Democrats are. It's just massive. It's funny. It's the holidays, right? It's massive political campaign, you know, advertising all over the place because of the concern on both ends of what happens next. What happens next? Do the Democrats take that power away, or does it stay with the Republicans? Because that would mean you've got a Democratic president, you've got Congress and the swaying on the Democratic side, but the Senate is the power vote, and that would still lie with the Republicans. You know, and people point to, well, can't we work together? Can't they work together in bipartisan cooperation? And weren't there others? Like, what about Clinton working with Newt Gingrich on a couple of things? It wasn't like they had just a joyous relationship. Yes, there were reaches across the aisle, but not on everything. There was a lot of toxicity there, too. And now more than ever, it's more toxic. So, I don't know. All right, I do know. I know that McConnell did do a little two-stepping, but I think he did it for that reason. He did it because of the concern over Georgia, the concern over Georgia. All right, how about this one? Let's move to, I like this one. I'm going to go to this one. This one is from Pam, who says, Kate, you live in the great state of Texas, don't you? I do, but I don't think I live anywhere near you. What's scaring me is, thanks to Rona, there's been a lot of relocations, and I was just reading a story about it in my local paper about Tesla, and you've talked about that in Oracle, and companies coming to Texas. So now you've got almost 700,000 Californians who've moved to Texas in the last decade. Do you think it's going to be more like a California state? Are we going to have more Valley Girls than anything else in Texas? You know, as much as I like California, the people that have migrated here, that drives up property values and everything else. Well, I don't know if it drives up property values. Where every Californian who comes in is loaded. The reason they're coming in is because lower taxes and the regulations business-wise are way more relaxed than California. Way, way, way. That's why companies, big or small, would come here. It's better for them, right? And it's interesting. And I think what you're talking about is the story you saw was Allied Van Lines, which they're probably the biggest moving, or one of them, biggest moving companies in the world. They do an annual report on moving trends. And the trend showed that Texas was the second most popular destination this year. You know what the other destination was? Florida. So, move over, Mr. Florida. People were moving to Florida. And the same thing, no state income tax. You got to think about it. So, you know, Texas, you know, corporate moves, Texas was number one. Illinois, Florida, North Carolina, all those places, too. We're pulling people away. And I think especially Elon Musk picking Austin for Tesla's assembly plant, a $1.1 billion investment. And then that's like 5,000 workers. So, of course, Austin, happy to welcome them in. And how about Toyota? They invested $1 billion when they moved their headquarters and 4,000 jobs from California to Plano, Texas, which is just outside of Dallas. So, of course, Texas would, you know, you might not like the Valley Girls. They're not driving up. It's not happening. You're just imagining it. And the Californians are moving because of the opportunity. That's why. And the same thing, you know, that people saw in Phoenix. Nashville's another big relocation city, too. A lot of people are moving to Nashville as well. All right, this one is from Dan the Man. I like when someone calls themselves the man. Dan the Man. Hi, Kate. I am looking at this now major snowstorm, and they're talking about in Pennsylvania, some parts maybe 30 inches of snow. I can't even imagine what kind of a nor'easter that would be and what that would take out of you to take on that amount of snow. It certainly would be a snowmageddon. But it absolutely looks like it's going to be some kind of a blizzard for a lot of the places that you mentioned. So thanks for doing that little weather blip on your show, because it made me pay more attention to what was actually happening. I live in Baltimore, and I'm sort of in that zone of we'll get some of that, but we shouldn't get as much snow that they'll get in maybe Philly or Scranton or Boston or any of those places, even though we will get some accumulation. Yeah, they're talking about, in Philly, they're talking about maybe up to 8 inches now. They say when it's all done. But, you know, we'll see, because then it has to unfold first. And, you know, maximum place is Allentown, Scranton. They might pick up a foot or more of snow. They're talking about 12 inches in, you know, Boston. And you know what's weird is you got to think about this. So normally, woohoo, no coronavirus. People, kids would be like, oh, school closing. But now school for most of them is at least partially at home. And then this is the problem. We're in the holidays, right? So you got the coronavirus vaccine that's being delivered, that's number one, no matter what. So packages, shipping days, school closings, power outages. I mean, there's so many things that will happen. You've got students and people who are working from home during the storm, so think about power outages. Whoops, not working today, because we can't stream anything. There's no Zoom. There's no Zoom doom happening here. We can't have any Zoom. And any travel, any kind of travel. You think of people that are in their car and they're going up and down 95 or whatever, I can't imagine the visibility would be very good with the amount of snow that they're talking about. And the likelihood of those power outages, though, I would think that could be pretty big in some of the spots that we've mentioned. All right, I want to squeeze in another one. This one is from Roger, and Roger says, hey, Kate, I got to tell you what. It is so scary what has happened in California. I know that I listened to you on KCAA, and in the Inland Empire, it's just like everywhere else. I mean, yeah, we get it that we're trying to smother the virus, but some of what's happening in the restaurant world, some great local restaurants, is so sad. I don't know how they survive. I mean, how can you pay the rent? How can you hustle up what you need for the food when you have such a limited amount of customers, and then you're relying on takeout, and then they're trying to smack down on even takeout or patio in some cases? Yeah, I mean, the restaurant industry, hospitality in general, everywhere has been hit so incredibly bloody hard. All right, we're cleaning it up next.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wishes that are coming true, so I thought it was appropriate to talk about them. And then I got a deal for you. So one of the wealthiest people in the world, Mackenzie Scott. Are you saying who? Mackenzie who? That is the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. But, you know, she helped him build that company, and he had no regrets about whatever she was getting in that split. So she spent the end of 2020, that's what she's doing right now, giving away about $1 billion a month. A billion a month. That is like crazy. Think of the speed of that. So it was disclosed that she had donated $4 billion over the past 4 months to just under 400 nonprofit groups. Over the past year, she's become one of the most publicly generous philanthropic people, parting with $6 billion and raising her profile, of course, after she was divorced from Jeff Bezos. She has donated such a big chunk of her fortune, and that was the idea that she was going to, that she was going to help. She was going to try to, with the pandemic ravaging the country and the impact on the lowest income citizens and with that crazy amount of money. that that she was going to get the ball rolling and help everyday Americans who are struggling with health outcomes and all that other stuff. She wrote in a post that the pandemic is like a wrecking ball, that the losses in health outcomes have been worse for women, for people of color, and for people living in poverty. And meanwhile, it has substantially increased the wealth of billionaires. So good for her. I mean, all I want for Christmas is, right, is this Mackenzie Bezos who is out there helping people, shoveling out all kinds of money to food banks and black colleges and YMCAs and all that good stuff. So I think that's wonderful, right? And, you know, it's interesting. People jump on Mark Zuckerberg, and I understand Mr. Facebook, privacy problems, etc. But he gave away $75 million, although that pales in comparison to Mackenzie, right? $75 million to a San Francisco hospital, but the city's still not loving on him anyway. But at least he's helping him out. While you have everybody else bailing in California, like the tech billionaire Larry Ellison moving to Hawaii, fleeing California, so giving up some money to help some good people. And that, no matter what, that is a very, very good thing, my friends. A very, very good thing. All right, speaking of the holiday season and giving, you know, my name is Katie Shana Fitzgerald Delaney. So a little bit Irish. And we've taken the show to Ireland, and many of you have listened to me for a long time. You know, we've broadcasted from some really amazing places. The Irish Tourism Board has been fabulous with that. We went to the Atlantic Wild Way the last time around. You think, well, it's an island, and there's so much there. I think if I went back seven times, I couldn't see it all. One of the things that is fantastic about Ireland, of course, the history, et cetera, and there are many people in the United States that have Irish roots, right? But the music pulls you in. And I talked about naming my puppy, that pandemic puppy we got, Guinness, because of the connection to Ireland and Guinness and the Guinness factory with one of the oldest contracts in the world that was ever cut. It's under glass. You can see it. And you go up to the cafe there, and you can tilt one back. Let's just put it that way. But the music to me in Ireland's incredible. So the Irish Tourism Board got a hold of me just in time to tell you about a wonderful thing that you can for free take part in that will take you right into the center of Dublin. Here's Philip King. Check it out.
Hello there, everybody. I'm here to invite you to a very special event that's going to take place on December 16th. That's Wednesday, December the 16th, in the heart of Dublin. It's going to come to you live from the Gravity Bar at the Guinness Storehouse, and it's going to be fantastic. And it's called Other Voices Home. And home really is at the heart of the matter for everybody at this time of the year as we approach Christmas. And we're issuing an invitation to you to join us. We're going to light a pathway home, and we're going to have an evening of wonderful words and music. You can join us at the Gravity Bar, at the Guinness Storehouse, for Other Voices Home on Wednesday, December the 16th at 8 p.m. on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitter. See you then.
All right, just so you know, 8 p.m. is Irish time, so you want to do the math, and I'll give it to you. It would be 3 o'clock Eastern, and it would be 2 o'clock Central, and so then for our friends with the Pacific time zone, you would be at noon. So you could have a little lunch and listen to a little great music from Dublin, and I'm sure from that Guinness Storehouse it's going to be incredible. Gosh, I have such good memories of being there. So there's a Christmas present right there. It will warm your heart to hear that music. Seriously, it was very tough for me to any place I went to pack it in when I would hear the music, because I'd be like, oh, I just want to hear just oh, just a little bit more, just a little bit more, right? And also, I've been kind of shy about my books, and I've had more listeners recently, and I say shy because I've just had more listeners ask me about my books, and you have a new book out, and what's that book about? So just so you know, if you go to the website, if you go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, I've got the Forbes book where they came to me and they did my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. That book's there, and the Girlfriend's Gratitude Journal, because I believe in that whole power of journaling and what's a great present to give a girlfriend or woman that matters in your life. It's this journal, because you can write all kinds of notes in it. It's got inspiring things in it, and anyway, you'll love it. And I decided that I would put them up for a really low price instead of having people just go to Amazon and jam on it. If you go there, you'll see it, because they're both hardback books, and it's for $29.99. And then we throw in the ebook too. There's a tip book, and I'll just send that to you if you get it. And people have asked me to sign it for people, so just tell me who you want me to sign it for. And thank you to, we just put this up to the 50 people who have already asked me for that, and we're getting them out as fast as we can. We cannot guarantee with what's happening with the weather that they will get there before Christmas. One can only hope, but they will be there for the start of the new year anyway, so that you can get journaling and give somebody that gift or, you know, whatever. And it's interesting to look at Christmas lists, because there's so much tech that's always on lists, but especially now, because even though the feeling is, and I started the show with Happy, Burrell's Happy, that we're being lifted into a different era, there's still going to be months and months of more of the at home, more at home, more at home, more at home. So I think, you know, fitness, games and apps, and I think that PlayStations, Xbox, that's hot, of course. I talked about Cyberpunk 2077 being big for a lot of people, and new phones and all the kinds of technology that one can imagine. I think devices is probably high on a lot of people's lists, and for donations too, because what happens when you've got kids and you don't have the technology you need for them to do all the things that they've got to do with the school, and lots of people have chipped in there. It's better than anything else about 2020, if we wanted to look for that silver lining, is the power of people and community, and how everybody, so many people, I'm going to say everybody, has stepped up in some way to help their neighbors. So bravo to all of you for that. Remember, we're all in this together. Make it count, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My Girlfriend's Gratitude Journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.